Western Story with Bill Joe Egan. Marie Rush. Jim Abar. Evel Knievel. John Forsythe. And Ty Phillips's Harry. Tape lay by. Bill Smith. Sound effects directed by Ignat. Filmed on location at the Beetle Bailey parking lot. Executive producer John Apar, produced by Apar Jones, directed by Bill Donahue. The following story is fictitious. Any relation between fictitious characters to real people is purely coincidental. We wish to thank the Nevada State Police for letting us use their land in the course of this taping. Give me a drink.
Drink? What do you like, mister? Mrs. Stranger, what would you like?
I'd like a whiskey sour.
Whiskey.
Would you like to play poker? Show boys. What do you have?
Five cards, done.
Right, boys.
We will.
Deal out the cards, Bill.
I'll deal them.
Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that, stranger?
He was cheating.
But I hadn't dealt the cards yet.
You deal.
Right.
Stranger, you think we're gonna let you get away with killing our friend, little Petey?
I think you might.
You're thinking wrong, boy. Get the rope, boys. Lynch him.
Really? I'm leaving now. Bartender, before I leave, can you furnish me with a horse and buggy?
Wow, sure enough, I'll give you one this one right outside, horse and buggy.
Don't reach for that gun. Now, get me a horse and buggy.
Sure enough.
I heard that Big Bad the Lady is riding into town. Is that true?
True enough.
Here comes Snow! Then. Here it comes now.
Wow. Wow. So, if it ain't the stranger...
That's my name.
If it ain't the stranger...
You want a showdown or something?
When I see it,
I get you. What are they gonna shoot? It's been an hour now.
I don't know. I died of the suspense.
Are you going to draw?
Not until you do.
I thought you were going to say draw.
I will. Draw! You see, stranger? I lost.
Give me a whiskey sour.
What? What do you want?
Whiskey sour.
Whiskey salad, eh?
I want a room.
Go upstairs. You'll get a room.
Do I have to pay?
You'll have to pay, Preston! I'll shoot you dead! Shot me!
How's business today?
Taking over the town!
I know! We've got to do something about it before he takes over the town completely!
After we rebel against him, where does he come from?
Where does he go?
Where does he go at night at 12 o'clock midnight? Where? Where does he go every night to some secret rendezvous with the devil? Where is he? He's taking over the town. He rules from that little hotel room. Governs us all. Someone has to shoot him. Someone has to shoot him.
Excuse me, were you boys talking about me?
Mr. Stranger! Why? Our boys drawing him!
I see. You're all lost. Mr. Undertaker, some more coffins, please.
Some more coffee, did you say? I'm bad on the hearing, what'd you say?
I said, any more coffins?
No, he must be coming towards us! But we have to do something! Go back and kill him!
I'll do something. The fastest gun around here. I'll get the stranger.
Do you think you can beat him, sir? Do you?
Yes, I do. I'll get him or die trying. Stranger! I'll get you! I'll get you like hell, bastard!
Really?
Stranger! I ducked! You missed me! You got me, stranger! And you'll never learn the secret of... the mayor's daughter.
What about her?
She's really...
I want a drink. I said I want a drink, bartender.
Well, you can't have one.
I want a drink.
I said you can't have one. Stop that, stranger. My teeth. Now look, I told you. You can't have a drink.
I want a drink.
Stop it, stranger. Stop it.
I want a drink.
You can't have one, stranger. You can't have one.
I want a drink.
You can't have a drink, stranger.
I want a drink.
Goddamn.
Oh,
doing this? How long must you do it?
Until we get it right. Must you throw up on me, sir?
You're making me sick, I can't. I can hardly stop. Help me. Help me, Strange. God. I can't see. Blood's off my eye. Help me!
Are you going to give me that drink now, sir?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
The Southern Army is marching through the town!
Where?
They're marching through the town!
I might join them to go to war.
You'll get to meet General Lee!
Right. General Lee? Is that your name?
Why, yes, sir. I heard you weren't doing missed in the Army. I hear you're pretty good with your gun.
That's right.
Well, I think I'm going to enlist you.
Any second thoughts?
No, I will enlist you. I really will. I promise. I promise that...
What? The North has won the war!
Your building blew up. Are you all right, Harry? Are you? Listen to me, Harry. Are you all right? Harry! Harry, wake up! What happened? Harry, you must be having a terrible dream. Now tell me exactly what happened.
Well, I went to sleep and I felt like I was there.
Well, Harry, I think you better go to a doctor about this case. It seems pretty serious. Almost like you were your great-grandfather who lived in the Old West. I don't understand. I mean, you act this way sometimes.
I was dreaming about the mayor's daughter.
What?
Nothing. How long have you had these strange dreams, Harry? Couple of years now. Really? That's interesting. I won't have dreams myself like that, but onto your subject. Are your dreams, do they seem very real to you?
They do. That's good.
Sometimes they should.
Doctor, is there anything wrong with me?
No, I don't think so.
Do you?
No, I don't think so.
Doctor. Doctor. The only thing, or the only way, to relieve these dreams, Harry, is to go back into them and see what happens. If the ending is happy, if it is sad. And since they have been occurring so frequently, I think you can go back into them again. Pleasant dreams, Harry. I want a drink, bartender.
What do you want?
Whiskey sour.
Right away.
Peace.
good. It should. Don't give back smart answers to me, stranger.
Stranger.
He's dead. Who are you?
I just saw you. I just...
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
No! Diane! Diane! Get away, stranger! That! You don't know what you're doing! It was just a little joke!
What joke? How are you today, Harry? I'm fine, Doctor. The dream. All I see and hear is death. And still the mayor's daughter. I see.
Yours seems to be a very interesting case, Harry. The only advice for you, I shall say, is to continue with the dreams. Continue where you left off. Left off. Left off. Left off. Left off. Left off.
The mayor's daughter.
Hello, senor.
You killed me!
Hello, my name is Emily Wilson, and I'm the daughter of Mayor Wilson!
I've been looking to see you for a long time. How are you, Emily?
I'm fine!
That's good.
What's your name?
Stranger.
I see. Well, I'd just like to tell you something, stranger, that you better get out of this town because, well...
What's happened to you, Emily?
I've been stabbed in the back! You bloody filthy murder! I'm gonna take this glass and slash your face!
That hurt.
Continue with your dream, Harry. Continue with your dream.
I have a warrant for your arrest, stranger. I have a warrant for your arrest. Do you? Yes, I do. But you can't arrest yourself, can you?
What can I do? My name's Martha. I'm the mayor's daughter. You killed me, but I've come back.
Have you now?
That's nice to hear.
I want to apologize to you, stranger. I know this is a dream, and it doesn't really matter. But I want to apologize. I hope I didn't offend you. I hope I didn't, because if I did, I'm truly sorry. I'm truly sorry. I'm so sorry. I really didn't mean to. I didn't mean it.
Do you know why I've killed all those men and women?
Why? Why?
Because I have always hated people. I've always hated every human on this earth. I've always hated everybody. I've always hated everybody. Don't you see? Don't you see? I've hated everybody. I've hated everybody.
There's a man I want you to meet, stranger.
Who is he? Show me his face. Here I am, Harry. My God, you're in my dream too. You're the doctor. You're the doctor. Yes, I know. Fill him with hallucinating drugs and then put his mind to work and you've got a dream all set out for him. Yes, I know. I know your father's a mayor, and if you should find out, he'd wring my neck. But I thank you for giving me his data on his grandfather's life. Helped a lot. His grandfather was just like him, you know. Yes, I know. So once he's committed to an insane asylum, we can get all the money. I know. Yes. You must understand. He's insane. We can get the money now. I thank you for all you've done to me, and I'll bring you the money tomorrow when he's committed. I know. Yes. I know. Ush, he's waking up. I must hang up now. May his daughter, I thought I was my grandfather. She was about to become my wife. And I also saw you in the dream. I also saw you. But I know you saw me, but it was just a figment. Because you saw me, you know all dreams are based on some fact. Doctor, if you were in the dream, you must come with me. No. What are you doing with that knife? Now you're not getting me into anything. Stop it. Just stand still. Why prepare the fluid you gave me before? No, don't. Don't. A large overdose, it could... You don't know how much to give me. You don't. Doctor, prepare to join me. You injected me. No, you can't do this. You can't. No, you can't do this. You can't. No. Join me, doctor. Good harmonica. Where'd you get it? I got it when I was in the city. It plays well. You're a good musician, Doctor.
Want to come over to the bar with me and have a drink?
No. Not right this moment. I have to think.
Go ahead, Doctor. Think all you like. After all, we have all the time in the world.
Hey, stranger, wanna play some five-card stud?
Not this moment. Maybe later. I have time. Bartender, what do you have to drink? Ty Phillips as Harry. Brian Ika as the Doctor. Copyright 1971 by LA Productions. Taped at the Saley Studios, Hollywood, California. A Western Story.